I'm with Bryson, Mommy, and Victoria and Mojo, who's trying to eat my Z-Bar.
And today we're going to read a story called...
Is there a house for a hermit crab?
Is this a house for hermit crab? Good job. By Megan McDonald, illustrated by S.D. Schindler. Do you see the crab on the front of the book?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's get started. Hermit crab was forever growing too big for the house on his back. What's the house on his back?
A shell.
A shell.
Shell. Oh, no.
It was time to find a new house. He crawled up out of the water looking for something to hide in, where he would be safe from the prickly pine fish. He stepped along the shore by the sea in the sand. Scritch, scratch, scritch, scratch.
Scritch, scratch. What's scritch?
That's just the sound. Scritch, scratch. Scritch, scratch of him climbing up in the sand. Until he came to a rock. Is this a house for a hermit crab? Turning himself around, hermit crab backed his hind legs beneath the rock. The rock would not budge. It was too heavy. So he stepped along the shore by the sea in the sand. Scritch, scratch, scritch, scratch.
Scritch, scratch.
Scritch, scratch, scritch, scratch. So is the rock a house for a hermit crab?
No. No.
Until he came to a rusty old tin can. Is this a house for a hermit crab?
No.
When he tried to walk with the can on his back, it bumped and clunked. It was too noisy. So he stepped along the shore by the sea in the sand. Scritch, scratch, scritch, scratch. Until he came to a piece of driftwood. Is this a house for a hermit crab?
What's that inside?
That's the hermit crab inside. Hermit crab crawled deep inside the rounded hollow at one end. It was too dark. So he stepped along the shore by the sea in the sand. Scritch, scratch, scritch, scratch. Until he came to a small plastic pail. Pail was one of your spelling words the other week, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Pail is from paper.
A pail, like a beach pail that you would put sand in, like a bucket.
Oh.
Is this a house for a hermit crab?
No.
Climbing up towards the rim, oops, he fell right in. Mm-hmm. He clawed until he climbed back out. It was too deep. So he stepped along the shore by the sea in the sand. Scritch, scratch, scritch, scratch. Until he came to a nice round hole in the sand. Is this a house for a hermit crab?
What is that inside?
He poked his head down into the opening. A huge pair of eyes blinked back at him. Hermit crab shivered as he scurried away from the big fiddler crab peering out of its burrow.
What's a fiddler crab?
It was too crowded. There was another crab that had already made it its home.
Oh,
what's
my.
A fiddler crab?
There it is right there. There's a picture of it. It's a different kind of crab.
Scary crab.
It's a scary looking crab, right? And it's bigger than the hermit crab. You see how little the hermit crab is? The big fiddler crab is pretty big. Look how big his claws are in comparison to the hermit crab.
Whoa!
So the hermit crab stepped along the shore by the sea in the sand. Scritch, scratch. Scritch, scratch.
Where did Mojo go?
Until he came to a fishing net. Is this a house for a hermit crab? Poking his claws into the heap, he got tangled and caught. Hermit crab wriggled and wriggled until he found his way out of the net. It had too many holes. So he stepped along the shore by the sea in the sand. Scritch, scratch. Scritch, scratch. All of a sudden, a gigantic wave tossed and tumbled pebbles and sand over Hermit Crab's head. He swirled and whirled with the tide and was washed back out to sea.
Oh, no!
Sleeker than a shark, the prickle pine fish darted out from its hiding place.
Where's the shark?
In the tall, it's sleeker than a shark. It's saying that it's like slicker than a shark. So we don't see an actual shark. We're looking at the fish that we're looking at here. The prickle pine fish darted out from its hiding place in the tall seaweed. Every spine on its back stood straight as a steeple. Mouth open wide, it headed right for Hermit Crab. What do we think he's going to try and do?
Bite.
Maybe try and bite. Maybe try and eat the Hermit Crab, you think? Hermit Crab raced across the ocean for scritch, scratch, scritch, scratch. Why is he racing? What's he trying to do? Probably run away. Scurrying behind the first creature he saw, it was a sea snail, and he hoped it would hide him. But the shell was empty. The shell was empty! Hermit Crab scrambled inside as quick as a flash and clamped his claw over the opening in the shell. So he's hiding in the shell. Do you see his eyes?
Yeah.
Popping out? The prickle pine fish circled the snail shell three times, but he could not catch sight of the crab he had been chasing. He glided off in search of something else to eat. Because he's hiding in the shell. See how the hermit crab is hiding in the shell?
I see his little thing.
When all seemed quiet and still, hermit crab snuggled comfortably down into his new shell. It was not too heavy. Not too noisy, not too dark, and not too deep. It was not too crowded and did not have too many holes.
Dude, that's a great shell.
That is a great shell. At last, Hermit Crab had found a new home, and it fit just right.
Oh, my!
Yeah. These are pictures of real hermit crabs.
Like a hermit crab?
Well, it says, why does a hermit crab need to burrow an empty shell? Because the back.
Okay.
Because the back part of its body is soft, so it tucks this part into the empty snail shell. The hermit crab twists itself into an empty snail shell and makes itself at home. Then it hauls along its handy home wherever it goes. If an enemy comes near, the crab ducks inside. Then it shuts the shell by folding its claws across the opening. This hermit crab, this picture here, this hermit crab has grown much too tubby for its little shell, so it's looking at a bigger one. Looks good. The hermit pulls out of its little shell. Then it pops right into its new home. So they go and they'll find bigger shells that work for it. Pretty interesting. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Have a great night. Bye.
Bye.